Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura. We began yesterday the start of Simen Tof Reish Nun Aleph, which deals with how to properly perform the mitzvah Netilas Lulav, to take the Dalid Minim. And we had left off in the middle of the Mishnah Brura Siv Katan Ches. So let's just remind ourselves that the Mechaber had taught us U'mitzvah le'ogdom b'kesher gomer. There's a mitzvah to bind the lulav with the hadasim and the arabos with what we call the kesher gomer. And we'll start reading again from the beginning of Siv Katan Ches, which means with velo ba'aniva, with a real tie, a knot, and not with a bow. Because the Einzer Kesher Nesar b'Shabbos v'Yontif, because the bow is not something that is forbidden on Shabbos or Yontif, and therefore it's not considered a significant tie, the lo mikre eged. It's not considered bound together. The issue footnote number 9 taught us from the Beis Yosef, from the Mordechai, it writes in the name of the Re'im, the Ureim. Shenomad me'abrais, we learn that from Abrais and Sukkah, hutar ogdo b'yomtiv, ogdo kiaguda sholyerek. If you had the binding, the tying of together of the lulav and the hadasim and the arabos come apart on yomtiv, you're allowed to only bind it like you bind vegetables. In smashma, therefore, shebechol, yesh lo ogdo eget shenesar b'shabbos yomtiv. That's where you see the source, that it has to be bound in a way normally that would be forbidden on Shabbos and yomtiv. You bind it erev yomtiv, but it has to be a type of a kesher that would be forbidden to tie on yomtiv. Now we pick up in the Mishnah Berurah we left off yesterday. Ayin b'tshuvas agura b'olcha. The Sefer, the agura b'olcha, he writes, Shemitzadeit, demash enogin ha'olam, shalol lasos kesher el osin min ale lulav, kemin beis yad. He says the velt has a very common practice that they don't tie the lulav and the hadas and the arabas together, but they put them together in what we call a keshkelach, keshelach. So this binding is perfectly acceptable. So he says, Osin min ali lulav, you take the leaves of a lulav frond and you put it together like a handle. V'tochav in a lulav bow, you put the lulav in it and you put the hadasim and the arabos in it as well. Gamze bichlal kesher. Ayin sham. He says, look in this sefer, Agura b'yolcha, that says that this is considered a valid knotting or tying together of the three minim. The issue footnote number 11 explains this further. He writes that these words are saying that you toche the salulav hahadas v'arov yachad b'toch beis kibbul. You're putting these three of the dalid minim together into one receptacle that's made up of the fronds of the lulav. Shaidei kain hei mehu dokim heitiv. This way they're all attached tightly together and it's very beautiful. Noi harbe. And he writes as well in the Shelus Tshuvas agur b'olecha. When you put the three minim together and they're tightly attached together, yeshlo noi harbe. And he says it's ki'ilu kosher b'harbe shom. It's as if it was tied together in many, many ties. However, he says the keshikol that we use, shol zmanenu, shosin beis kibul adasim l'chud l'arovos l'chud, where the separate hole is for the hadasim for the arovos, and in the middle you put the lulav, shalulav eno takur besocha igu b'chazik, lo bierdino. He doesn't exactly say that our form is exactly the way that he describes it in the Sefer Ogura Biolecha. However, the Prima Gadim says that what we have is perfectly good, and he brings down as well from the Orach HaShulchan, Shosim Gimul Chalolim, that we have the three spaces, if you wish, where you put in the Hadasim, the Arabos, and the Lulav, the whole Minu Min Nischa B'Chalolo, and every Min is separately in its own space, and he says, Shaldeos Elu, Hiksha Bikur Yaakov, Sharitzoch Ego Bekeshu Gomu, he says, the Bikur Yaakov, yes, is this acceptable? And he writes, Im Rotze Lasos Tabos, Kedasa Prima Gadim, Orach HaShulchan, Lamata Me'osim HaTabos, suggests that you then bind them all together, and that would be acceptable. He says it should be a strong binding, chazak, umuhudak, ba'ofen shal yuchul lahotzi, lahachlin says, lahadas v'arava, b'li hataras hakesha. Should be able to go and pull in and out the hadas and the aravos easily. Otherwise, he says, it's not considered really a kesha. Kavachayim adds, Lechatrila nochul lasos kain. You should do it this way. And Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down as well, does Harab Nissen Karlit Zatzal, they both bring down, Shanogim litol asaminim agudim bekeshikol. If you use what we have as the keshikol, Yosifu od chibur shol shnei kshar mzal gavzeh. You should try to tie on two additional ties, kedei lekayim mitzvos igud kalocha. That binds it a little bit better. So again, back to Mechaber, he says, Mitzvah l'ogdom b'kesher gomer, dainu shneik shorm zelzel. You should have these knots, one on top of the other. Again, the way we just described it, you should have an additional binding, if you wish, around the keshkelach. Okay, and that's Mishum Noi, to make it even more beautiful. Then he adds, v'yochel l'ogdom b'min acher, you could go and technically bind them with something that's not from the Dalai Minim, lav daka with a lulav front. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Tes, the last bay Mishum Bal Tosif. No problem here about Tosif. The Kiva, the Ein Chova Lagdo, they're not required to do so. Hailuchu dekoy, because technically each could be separate and it would be Yotze, Mishum Chatzitz and Amileka, and there's no problem with Chatzitz here. Asha Keshu Mavsik Ben Yod La Lulav, even though this knot that you're doing would intersperse between your hand and the lulav, that's not a problem. The chol and also because it's to beautify it, ain't no chotz, it's not considered chatzitza. And he says this is true. Afilu makesh o yobedover sheino mino. And this would be true even if it was something that wasn't the same thing. So it is literally something else, a different type of substance. Nevertheless, if you're doing it for beautification, it's not considered a hefsek, a chatzitza between your hands and the dalet minim. He does point out in Dershu foot number 13 that you should not wear your tefillin or a ring on your hand because that would be considered a potential chatzitza. Dershu foot number 12 explains furthermore why something additional that's used for binding is not considered a hefsek, and Ayin Shom there for additional details. Dershu footnote number 14 says the minig is to only use the lulav fronds to go and bind the minim, and that's what one should do. And he brings that from the Kapos tomorrow as well. That the only thing that we bind with is with the lulav fronds. He then talks about what happens if you forgot to do this before Yontif. Could you pull off some of the lulav fronds on Yontif itself after the mitzvah was performed with the lulav? And he also brings down whether you would be allowed to go and do this on Yontif itself. Ayin Shom for further details. And we'll continue with the Mechaber. He writes, if some of the leaves fell off, so now they're interposing between the, let's say, Hadassim and the Lulav, that's not a concern. And the Ramah, it says, because the Min Bimino in a Chotzi. So if it's the same species, it wouldn't be a Chatzitza. However, the Ramah says, if it's a different species, let's say Hadassim leaves fell between the Arovos and the Lulav, he writes, that would be a chatzitza, chotzitz. And therefore, he brings out from the Mariel that you should be careful that when you buy the hadassim, they sometimes wrap them in something that's not hadassim, that you shouldn't put that in between the hadassim and the lulav. That would be a chatzitza. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Yud, where he writes, to explain, hachot shirogel yo sovi vahadas, so he says, pirush, shirigilin liknos badei ahadas mi'akum aguda aguda, that they would buy typically the hadassim from the goyim, and they would be bound in some way, with something that wasn't hadas. The karmish shetzorich lahosir achut misham, and therefore the Ramah says you have to cut that binding off. Dizeh hachut hu shelo bimino. That's not part of the hadas. Veino lenoso, and it doesn't do anything to beautify it, and therefore it will be a chatzitza. Avol makorach bade hadas belulav. But if you were to bind it with hadasim, that would be fine. Shari below heavy chatzitza, and it wouldn't be a chatzitza because dizeh mikri lenoso, because that's also for the betterment and the beauty of the binding. And he brings down from the Levushei Srot. The issue footnote number 15 brings down lochein akish notel as arbas aminim aydesh oches the keshekloch. Even though you use the keshekloch, ain't no nechshel chatzitza shezen equal in also, because even though it's not the same species as the hadassim or the araba, it's lulav. Nevertheless, that's bought for beautification purposes and is fine. And it's likewise the Mishnah Lachus brings down that this keshekloch is a noy ala lulav lochein hu batel elav, and it's batel to it as opposed to if you're wearing gloves or something like that, it would not be batel and it would be a chatzitza. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, from the Machzis HaShekel, Kosav HaTam V'Hochi Shari, the Chol Shloshes Minim Kechai Chashivi, because all three of these are considered like one, and therefore there is no interposition if you have them bound together with the leaves of the lulav. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'im Lo Agodo Mibo Yom, if you didn't go and bind it before Yontif started, O Shehutu Agodo, or you did, but now the binding came off, you're not allowed to go tie a knot on Yontif, so that's not going to do it for you. But you can make a bow, like we already said previously. And the Ramah adds, Hagah, Yesh Mishukosu, he brings down an opinion, Lasos a Kesher b'derech acher, to make the Kesher in a different way, a Klachar Yad type of way, such as Shekorchin Svivos, Shlosha, meaning you wrap around all three of the meaning, the Lulav, the Hadassim, the Arabos, B'tocha bin Rosh HaKerach, whatever you're wrapping around, let's say you're wrapping around with a Lulav frond, so then you tuck it in, Tocha Eagle HaKorach, he brings this down from the Torah, that you wrap it around, and then you tuck it in, and that will bind them together. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, Ayom Tov Koi, we're dealing here on Yontif itself. The Shulchan Aruch Hevi Aheta Shalaniva, the Shulchan Aruch said you can make a bow, which we said previously was fine. However, the Ramah brings down the name of the Torah, B'Shem HaTorah, maybe Aheta the Kricha, brings around this binding and then tucking it in. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ach Madasim Arav V'chei Noagim. The Ramah then continues and says, this is our Minog V'chei Noagim. I didn't read that, but that's the next words of the Ramah. O Pirish HaMogin Avram, Ach Behold, that even on a weekday you can do this. And on this he says, Tzarchi, and you have to look into that. Why would he say that? The Mordechai Nizkar had to decrecha af b'chol av lo bovin zeh. The Mordechai did bring this down, and he says you can do this wrapping on a weekday, but not in this way. Elish metchila kosher pamachas. He says, first you make a knot. B'yachak kach korev v'chul. Then you wrap it around this way. U'mitoch kach u'kiilu kosher shnei k'sharm zel gazeh. That's like a double knot. But on Yontif, you can't do that. Avalo b'kshira lo adif mi'aniva. But if you don't actually tie it first, then it's no different than a bow. And then the Mishnah says, Achakach motzotzi shigam ha'gura mitam yazeh. The Vilna Gaon had the same exact question that I did. V'yaukeinir, therefore the Chofetz Chaim says, V'bima shivor lekame, v'aminu glatzo shloshik sharm. We make three knots. Ha'keshera tachton, the bottom knot, mashem ma'aged ha'shloshim minim biyachad, yaseh b'kshira mikodem. That you should make with a knot beforehand. In this way, it is considered tightly knotted together. The issue footnote number 17 explains the Vilna Gaon further, and he says in the Orchos Shabbos, Shemuchach Shedaito, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon is Shemutu Biyom Tavlikshor Esalulab Kesher Echot. You'll have to make one knot on Yontif. Vilichroch Achakach Eskute Achevel Soviv Aguda. Then you can wrap it around and tuck it in. Vilichrov Eszide Achevel Bichricha. That's the way he understands the Vilna Gaon. On the other hand, the Bikur Yaakov says, based upon the Ramah, that would be Aser. And therefore, the Ramah writes, "Shiichroch eschut yachaval b'li shekashar kodem." You can't do it with the first knot; that would be something prohibited, because hakricha v'atchiva machazik mesakesher v'also likshol kesher mahudok miyantiv. He says that just by wrapping around and tucking it in, that's pretty sufficient. If you'd make a knot on top of that or before that, that would be too much of a knot on yantiv. The Ramah continues. He says, "V'yesh likshor ahados gavo yosem en arava." The hados should be higher up than the arava by a little bit. He brings it down from the revial. And the Mishbura in Sivkon Yud Beis says the reasoning is v'tam al pi kabbalah, based upon kabbalistic reasoning. Then he says, "Ayin the levush hahados tzorich lekasho b'yamin halulav v'arava mitzmalo." Brings down from the Maimon Mordechai that the hados is on the right side of the lulav and the arava is on the left side of the lulav. And this is the proper way. The issue footnote number 18 brings down another reason why the Hadush should be a little bit higher. He says because the Hadush is listed first in the Pasuk. Furthermore, he brings down, you should be able to see the Hadush when you take it because the leaves of the Arava would block it if they were higher. And he brings down another reason for the Vilna Gaon, based upon the Medrash, Shahadush domil einayim. The Hadush is compared to the eyes, and the Arava is compared to the lips, and therefore the eyes are above the lips. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, what about a lefty? Vitor Yad, a person who uses his other hand as the dominant hand, the lefty. The Yom and the Day, who's small, the Alma. His right hand is the weak hand. It's like everybody else's left hand. So, Mitzadeh the Prima Gadim, the Loaz Linam Basu the Day, Kim Basu the Alma. That he is considered like everybody else in the world whose right hand is dominant, even though his personal left hand is dominant. But, he says, look in the Bikur Yaakov. And if you look in Dishavut number 19, he brings down that the Bikur Yaakov wasn't sure for a lefty what to do. He brings down the Psak of the Ramah, She'iter no telesalulu biyamin. Lefty takes the lulav in the right hand, shalom, which is his left hand, small koladim. V'meniach zahadis v'min koladim. If you put the hadis in the right hand of every person, raise a tarati disasre. Hamisachzim lefi yamin koladim or lefi yamin shalom. So then, what would you do in that situation? Do you go by the lefty's right hand, which is his left hand, or everybody else's right hand, which is his weaker hand? The minhag is that the esuk should be next to the arava. So normally in a righty, the arava is on the inside of the lulav, and then you have the esrog right next to it with your left hand. But if you were dealing with iter yad, and he switches it around, so then he has to also switch around the order of the adasim and the arava. Because if he does it like everybody else, then the hadasim would be on the right side and the arava would be on the left side, which would be far away from the esrog. So therefore, there are those that suggest that you actually switch that around as well. So for a lefty, there are potentially a number of different ways to do this. There are those poskim that suggest that a lefty do all three. He should hold it in his right hand, he should hold it in his left hand with the hadasim to the right, and he should hold it in his left hand with the hadasim to the left, and this way be yotzi all. Of course, only make one bracha at the first way he does it, and then do the other ways to be yotzi all the different shitos. Back to Ramoy, he says, V'yashbil ahados v'yarava toch igor alulov k'dei shiito kol shloshus minim b'yado b'shas brocha. And he says, you should put the hados and the arava deep down into the keshkalach, and in this way, you'll be holding it at the bottom with the lulav, and you'll be holding the hadasim and the arava all together at the same time, and this is the optimal way to do this. He brings this down in the name of the Mariel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, even though if it's just in the keshkalach, it would be fine. As we will learn in a couple of days, if you could possibly hold all three directly together, that would be the best way to do it. Then he brings down the Eshikasu Lasos Belulav Shlosha Ksharim. There are those who say that you should make an Elulav three knots, the Chay Nogim, and this is our custom as well. He brings down for the Mordechai. What does this mean? Sifkat Yudal, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Keneged Shlosha Avos, the three knots, or Keneged the three Avos, Avri Yisrael Yaakov. And here, Dak Ksharim Shalmata, when you're making these knots, the Hainu Masha Kosha Kol Hashloshes Mina Biyachad Mishum Noi, you're binding all three of them together, who Nechshav Liyachad, therefore it's considered like one knot. Yasalamala Ochnaim, and therefore make the additional two above the Keshkaloch im Efshalo if you can. This brought the name of the Taz. And the Al Yarabba's Mashma, Shloshak Sharm Belulav Atzmo, Levada Keshur Avish, Oget, Shloshabim Yachar. Should have three separate bindings in addition to the one binding that has the Hadassim, Idarava, and the Lulav bound together. But Bid the Evid, Imlo Negan, Ela Eged Achas Kosher. If you just have them bound with one binding, that would be fine, Bid the Evid. The issue for number 20 brings down from the Sefer Chaimu Bracha. Sheish Nogim is Manein Lasos Chamisha Ksharm. People make five knots. Shalosh Bigur Alulav im Hadas Yarava. Three binding the Lulav, the Hadasim, the Yarava together, and then two above that. Nechshava Kobiachad Lecheshmo Shalosh Ksharm. So the three that you're binding together, that counts really as one, and then you have two additional ones. The issue for number 21 brings up from the Kaf of Chaim in the name of the Shalah, Shahadasim, the Aravus, Tzrichim Liga Belulav. The Hadasim and the Aravus should touch the Lulav, and therefore, Lachain Yeshla Ogdom, Ba'ofen, Shaloh Yispazu Aleim, Lekanum Kan. They shouldn't be separated, they should be bound in a way that they're all touching each other. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Kosu Achronim, the Tzorch Lasos, Be'inyan, Shiochel Lechas case, Hetev Behalin. They should be bound in a way that you still can shake it, and the leaves will shake. So therefore, don't bind the lulav at the very top so tightly, at least the tefach should be open. And this tefach, the issue footnote number 22 tells us, is brought down by Shulchan Aruch Rav, Shehula Mala Besofa Shedra Atzma. This is above the actual spine. Shehula Mala Besofa Alam, and not at the very, very top. This is just above the spine. It should be at least the tefach. The Mechaber writes, you take the three bound together, lulav, Hadassim and Aravos in your right hand, the Roshay and Lamala, the Ikrei and Lamata, and they have to be taken in the way that they grow. So the part that's up at the top, the head, that should be the top that's at the top of the binding, the Ikrei, and the part that grows from the bottom should be at the bottom. And the Esrog is smallest, and the Esrog get taken in the left hand. Mishbur explains in Siv Karton Tezvav, Mishum Dahani Tlosa Mitzvah, these are three separate mitzvahs, the Esrog Chodah, and the Esrog is one, so therefore you hold the three in your right hand, that's more Choshev. The issue footnote 23 brings down, if by accident you switched it around and you held the lulav in your left hand and the esrog in your right hand, you would be yotzei bid the eved. Except the opinion of the Magen Avraham, who's machmir, and therefore al kein tov lahasiv litlo b'li bracha. If you did it with the left hand holding the lulav, you should put it then into the right hand and shake it again, but not make another bracha. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Vafilu berach alav kvar v'achakach not lopam sheni." And if you took it the first time and then you took it again, kigon bishas amir soshanas. For example, you picked it up again for soshanas. Tzorch litlo biyamin. The second time, you also hold the three in your right hand. If you take them both in one hand, some people hold the lulav and the esrog all together in one hand. So because of biyochas chayim de lo yotze, then you're not fulfilling your obligation that way. But that's the Taz, the Yotze. Taz says you are Yotze. Kivin shaloh haya esrog imar magud achas. Since the egg was not actually bound to them, so it's still considered like you're taking it separately. However, by the Mata Yehuda shecholik lo, he disagrees with the Taz. But that took biyochas chayim that you're not Yotze that way. Since this is a mitzvah of Torah, which the issue footnote 26 says for the first day, for the other days, you wouldn't have to be machmir. You should redo it, taking it. You don't make a bracha because maybe you would say like the Taz says, but you should definitely redo it again and take it with the three in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand. The issue footnote 25 says, where the Orchas Chaim said that you're not Yotze, it's if you take them all together simultaneously. But if you took the three in your right hand, and then you put them down, and then you took the Esrog in your right hand separately, so then you would be Yotze B'dieved, because technically you can be Yotze if you take each one separately. Just when you take them all together, they should be in two separate hands. We'll learn later on that that's the same thing when you're walking around doing the Hoshanas, so you should also really hold the Lulav in your right hand, with the Hadassim in your Ravos, and the Esrog in your left hand, and you balance the Siddur somewhat in between. There are those that say that you can hold all four of them in your right hand and hold the sitter in your left hand, but many suggest that that's not the ideal. We'll wait till we get to Hoshana Rabbah to learn those dinim. Mishnah Berurah of Kante Zayin says you have to hold them in the way that they grow. The way they grow on the tree, that's the way you hold it. If you switch it around, you wouldn't be yotze. That's why we are not yotze when we hold the esrog upside down until we make the bracha and then we turn it around. And therefore, based upon this, mitam zekosav amariel shows in a local madasi yivashim aboy mitalia. Those who take the adasim that come from Italy, yatirim v'yirushim unochem kiderek dilos. Make sure that they send it to you in the right side up. The lafam unochem roshu shozeh, but sadi kor shozeh, because sometimes they send it upside down for the middle one. He brings down for the Mati Moshe. The Gam Shekinot and Moshe Minatzad have a Shalok Kedev Gilos. If you're holding it sideways, that's also no good. It has to be in the upright position. We have one more Mishaduru. We'll do that tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's share.